Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, PK.
Hey, hey, hey. It's all about high. It's all high tech.
There you go.
Boom.
She don't stand no cheating, no, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating, no, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating. Don't do none of that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My babe, she don't do no love me, my babe. Oh yeah, I know she loves me, my babe. She loves me, don't you get me, hugs and hug me, my babe, true little baby, my babe. She don't stand no fooling, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling. Everything she do is just so pleasing, my babe. True little baby, my babe. Yeah, babe, you don't stand no cheating on my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating on my babe. Don't stand no cheating. Don't do none of that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby, my babe. She don't stand no fooling, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling. Everything she do is just so cool in my babe. True little baby, my babe. My babe, yeah, true little baby, my babe. My babe, yeah, true little baby, my babe. True little baby, my babe.
Hey, hey, PK.
Hey, hey.
That was definitely worth the wait.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
You've been doing this a while.
Yeah, that's for sure. I can't hear my voice in the headphones, so we can just turn that.
There it is.
There you go.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sort of new at this.
No.
Yeah. We have reiterated several times.
Yeah, we better go with Will.
I think it seems like it's okay.
I can hear you.
I like it.
Can you hear us at home?
I can dig it.
Honk if you can hear us.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to go out to the car and listen to the mix.
No, we got Jeff the engineer.
Just kidding. No, it should be fine. It sounds good.
Well, thanks for coming in, PK. I know you're a busy guy. Busy.
And well, thanks for inviting me. It's always a thrill to, you know, come on the air. Holy smokes.
Live radio.
It is, man. It's just, it's just
freedom.
It's really excitement.
Yeah. And it's Friday night. It's the Roadhouse. It's like the best show.
It is, man. Always. I love doing this show. And what a weekend, huh? We got this town is just crawling.
Yeah, what's going on?
Man, we got the Moose Madness.
It's madness.
That's what it is. I heard that's really contagious.
The MEA, you know, all the families coming up here.
They call it madness.
Yeah, it's going to be totally crazy.
So where are you playing this weekend?
Well, I'm playing at Cascade tonight. And then tomorrow I play at the Voyager. And then I'm also going to be playing out at Papa Charlie's tomorrow. So it's going to be a busy day tomorrow.
Whoa, double booked.
Yeah. It's busy, so I'll do early show at Voyager, which is always a cool room to do. And then I'll head out to Papa Charlie's later on that evening.
Well, it's truly a unique, this Cook County music environment where you get so many nice venues.
Oh, it's
for such a small area.
It keeps growing all the time.
I mean, that's why we get this reputation of somewhat of a anomaly.
Expect it. They really don't. Anomaly. It is an anomaly. It's an anomaly or an anomaly.
To say in the French.
Say,
It's not North Dakota.
No. It's very interesting. I mean, I played the Bluefin, and now the Bluefin has built up quite a tradition, as you know. You know, they've got music out there for a number of years right now, and so when people are booking their rooms out at Bluefin Bay, they're actually looking for acts that they've seen before, and they'll, because there's a lot of repeat customers there, and so they plan their vacation around seeing a particular act that plays out at the Bluefin. So it's pretty incredible. In fact, at the Cascade, just the last time I played there, I had a nice couple come up to me and said, "Hey, do you remember us?"
Yeah.
And of course, you know, you're polite and you say, "Oh yeah," you know, yeah. But you have no idea because you play a lot of times because you've played for a million people, so you don't remember
and
you don't want to spoil their thing. Well, no, I mean, sometimes you remember, but sometimes you don't. But in this
case,
it was
all Scotch. I know.
and they came up and said, "Yeah, you know, we came up and you know we saw that you were playing, so we picked this weekend to book our weekend up here." And it's just the most flattering thing in the world because you just don't, you know.
That is Visit Cook County at its finest, right? This whole regional marketing group, Visit Cook County. And I think they're behind a lot of this music because they have some partnerships with the pubs and the event calendar, the music calendar. We're all pushing it out.
North Shore Music Association as well.
There's so many good groups is really what it comes down to. There's a lot of great promotion and production groups, and then there's a lot of great musicians and artists like yourself, Pete. So,
well, yeah, and thanks for seeing that. You know, what's happened for me is I've actually gotten better that I've been up here. I remember they interviewed Sting many years ago. And he said that the reason the police got so good is because there were so many ballrooms that they could play. They would just get in a van and they would tour around Britain and they would just continuously be playing these different ballrooms. And they got really, really tight as a band, and their artistry and everything really improved. And as an artist, you really can't develop a show and you really can't develop your craft unless you play in front of a live crowd. You can sit in your basement all the time you want and rehearse, and then you get out in front of people and you forget everything that you practiced, and you have to it's amazing how you don't really work a song into place until you go out and actually perform it several times, and not just one time, you know, several times. And we get that opportunity as musicians to do that up in Cook County. We're really lucky. So
yeah, it's a real interactive art. It's a real social, or it I guess could be. I
mean, it is.
You know, there's a lot of solo musicians, maybe they sit in the woods, play to the trees,
sure,
for you know, that peace of mind. But if you're a play out act, if you're a, you know, play with other musicians, play with an audience, there's a dynamic, right?
Oh, it's totally true. And you know, and I don't want to get too kind of, you know, spatial with people out there, but I mean, there's kind of, for me, and I'm just grabbing a term, it's a very supernatural thing.
Ooh, we like that.
You pick up
a
vibe, and in fact, certain rooms that you'll play have been played in so long, I feel like I play better in certain rooms than I do in others, just because I really believe that it's kind of like a baseball glove. You know, the more you work a space, you know, it just carries a certain energy about it. And, you know, that could just be my imagination, but that's just the way I feel about it. But you definitely pick up from the crowd. However it happens, you, from different crowds and different nights, things, it's very much a fluid flowing part of the craft, is that you just never know where you're going to go. And I never play with set lists just because, you know, I'll come into a situation and I'll kind of have to suss out the room where they want to go and what they want to hear, you know. So it makes it really fun.
Yeah, never the same show twice.
That's right. Absolutely not.
Love it. Well, you should play some more. We should talk.
Yeah.
Running around with a rag top down. She says, "I want to do right, but not right now." Oh, me, oh, my, oh, look at Miss Ohio. She's running around with a rag top down. She says, "I want to do right, but not right now. Gonna drive to Atlanta, live out this fantasy of running around with a rag top down. say I wanna do right, but not right now. And your arm wrapped around her, a regimented soldier. And mama starts pushing that wedding gown. Yeah, I wanna do right, but not right now. Oh, me, oh, my, oh. Look at Miss Ohio. She's running around with her rag top down. She says, oh, live out this fantasy of running around with a rag top down. Yeah, I wanna do right, but now, right now.
I knew what that song was like three chords in.
Yeah.
I knew it's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. That's that. I stole that from Cook County's Most Wanted. You know, Kara always does that, but I just love the song. I just, you know.
Is that Gillian Welch?
Yeah. Yep, it is.
I've always kind of wondered how that works when you cover a song. Do you got to pay royalties?
Well, the only people that pay royalties are you guys. You have the station has to pay ASCAP and BMI licensing, and there's actually a couple others.
Sure.
To pay.
And like the clubs,
and then any club that plays has live music is supposed to pay ASCAP licensing BMI licensing.
Oh, we got all that taken care of.
Of course you do.
That probably makes it easy for you.
Yeah, well, if the thing of it is, if you record a song and it's a cover and you put it on a CD, you have to pay licensing. And so you have to approach, I forget what the guy's name is, that kind of controls all this, that you...
The controller, they call him.
Yes, the controller.
He wears black and sits at a big desk.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and I love that movie.
Which is great because he makes sure everybody gets paid. And, you know, now with this digital age, you know, that's kind of gone out the window. It's pretty terrible. You know, most artists that, you know, have CDs on iTunes like I do, and you publish a CD through CD Baby or whatever house you're using to get your CD out there, they'll sell it you'll pay a fee to have them play it on Pandora and these other services. Well, when you look at your playlist, you're getting like 0.00001 cent for every play.
What?
It's virtually impossible.
You got to get Taylor Swift on.
Well, that's what happened, actually. Funny that you mentioned her.
Oh,
it's because she like threatened to take all her stuff off of iTunes when iTunes started doing that.
On a Sunday afternoon, I think I did, you know, because who doesn't follow Taylor? I get her tweet feeds, and it was like Apple called her that night and said, oh, easy, girl. You'll get your money.
Yeah, you know, and she can get away with it, but, you know, it's hard for everybody else, you know.
We just had a band in here last week, Gin Strings, and they had a really good Pink Floyd cover that I asked them to play, and they were very wary about playing it because they didn't know what the royalty situation was.
Oh, yeah, you can't mess Tom Petty.
Yeah.
You got
to
watch.
They're okay to do it on the radio. They just can't record it and then sell it and make money off it. But because you know, because WTIP has paid their ASCAP license, and they're okay.
Nice. So you can keep playing. Keep playing.
Yeah, I'm going to do this this Stone Temple Pilots thing that I always like to do.
Ooh, that's modern. Yes.
And I feel time's a wasted goal. So where you go until tomorrow when I see that these are lies to come? Would you even care? And I feel it. And I feel it. Where you going for tomorrow? Where you going with the mask I found? And I feel when the dog began to smell her. Well, she smelled alone. And I feel so much depends on the weather. Is it raining in your bedroom? And I see that these are the eyes that disarray. Would you even care? And I feel it. And she feels it. Where you going for tomorrow? With the mask I found. And I feel when the dog began to smell her. Where she smelled alone. When the dogs to find her. Got time to wait for tomorrow. To find it, to find it, to find it. When the dogs. Time to wait for tomorrow. To find it, to find it, to find it. Where you going for tomorrow? With the mask I found. And I feel, and I feel when the dog began to smell her. Where she stand alone. When the dogs to find her. Got time to wait for tomorrow. To find it, to find it, to find it. The dogs to find her. Got time to wait for tomorrow. To find it, to find it, to find it. Where you going for tomorrow? Where you going with the mask I found? And I feel when the dog began to smell her. Well, she smelled alone. When the dog to find her. Got time to wait for tomorrow. To find it, to find it, to find it. The dog find her. Got time to wait for tomorrow. To find it, to find it, to find it. to find it.
Nice. I remember that one.
Oh yeah,
in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. What was the line that you were having trouble understanding?
I've never known that part about the
mask.
About the mask of, yeah. What is that part where they talk about the mask?
Scott Weiland's really an interesting lyricist. He the flies and the Vaseline and Interstate Love Song. I mean, he's one of my favorite modern writers.
Yeah,
and
but
lyricists.
What is that lyric? The mask I found.
Where are you going with the mask I found? I think he's very much a stream of consciousness writer. I think
I thought it had like mice or mouse or something.
Oh, you thought that's what it was? No, it's where are you going with the mask I found? So I think that's kind of selfish. That line's not so. That's wow. Not so spacey.
Now
that
I can kinda go to the next lyric that I've never understood.
Yeah,
you should be a stream of conscious writer, Dave.
What do you mean? I'm a DJ.
Yeah, you can be pretty good at it.
Thanks. Thanks, Will.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You guys are setting a whole new bar here.
Yeah. Hipness. Back at the Roadhouse. So what is it, 6:20?
How much time? I got to play here pretty quick. How much time? Do I just keep playing or what?
Give you the reins.
Yeah, let's do another one.
Who's up after me? What do you guys have coming up?
We're going to be talking to Dan Spock.
Yeah.
He's the Minnesota History Center director. They got a new exhibit down there called Suburbia. We'll be talking to him about that.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll give you one more song.
One more song.
You're giving me two more.
You
two
play
more
all you want.
Songs.
I got control, full control.
I'm really pumped to do these two, though.
One more.
Okay.
Pick the best one.
Okay, well, I haven't done this one ever on the radio before, so I'll do this one then.
That just sounded like Doolin Banjos. Can you do that one?
There you go.
Can you play Doolin Banjos by yourself?
Sure.
Let's see it.
No, this will be better than Doolin Banjos once I get it in tune with it.
Oh, wow. Now you're getting down to like half a song.
Yeah, it's. I'm gonna get cut in the middle here.
Well, small changes on at 7. That's all we got to be done by.
Well, and that's what people are waiting. Exactly. I mean, they're waiting for that. I mean, that's the show. Get this guy off. Sorry about this.
There's a black man with a black cat living in a black neighborhood. He's got an interstate running through his front yard. You know, he thinks he's got it so good. Well, there's a woman in the kitchen cleaning up the evening slop. Well, he looks at her and he says, "Hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop a clock. Oh, ain't that America, you and me? Ain't that America, with something to see, baby? Ain't that America, home of the free? The little pink houses for you and me, yeah." There's a young man in a t-shirt listening to the rock and roll station. He's got a greasy hair and a greasy smile. You know, he says, "This must be my destination." You know, they told me when I was younger, you know, they say, "Boy, you're gonna be president." Well, it's like all of those childhood dreams they kind of came and went. Yeah, ain't that America, you and me? Ain't that America, something to see, babe? Ain't that America, home of the free? Yeah. Little pink houses for you and me. Yeah, for you and me. And more people, what do they know? No, no, we go to work down in some high rise and vacation down in the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, there's winners and there's losers. It ain't no big deal. Well, it's the little guy that pays for the thrills and the pills that kill, yeah. Well, ain't that America, something to see, babe? Ain't that America, look at we? Ain't that America, home of the free? A little pink houses for you and me. Yes, for you and me. Ain't that America? Ain't that America with something to see, babe? Ain't that America, home of the free? Little pink houses for you and me. Yeah, for you and me.
Man,
back when he was the Cougar. Remember John Mellencamp used to be John Cougar.
John
Mellencamp.
Cougar. Yep.
Nice one to end on, PK.
All right, man.
That was very nice. I like that shakedown with the guitar.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Very talented.
See you over at the Cascade.
Yeah, PK, stopping by the
Thanks
Roadhouse.
For having me, you guys. Have a great night.
Thank you.